Ampak kva pa to poslušaš?
Ejma, ne vem, dobro si neko plato, ki avtomatično umuje smartič in zdaj čekiram kva spohetlo.
Ja, šit, sem slišal za to sceno, ja.
Ma ja, dele, neko dele nabavil ta nov Rolandov hibrid Jared in se odločil, da bo sam s tem naredil plato. V bistvu, niti ni tako slabo, kao ni Irci pred časom.
Ja, ti si bilo pa dost grozno, ja, fak. Ampak dej, a mi lahko daš to ta novo plato tega modela z Rolandom?
Ma ja, lahko, ja, ampak, a imaš jabuk?
Ne, nimam.
A fak, ne, pa ti pa ne moram, k me lahko še zaprejo. No, ampak sej, ba, ja gremo del zdaj na turnaja s to mašino, kjer je tudi nam.
O, basla, kjer se štarec za šitev.
Jep. Vsak delovni dan v tednu, 9:05 jutranjo, samo na Radiu Študent.
V tokratni svaštarnici se bomo posvetili svetovni klubski kulturi in predstavili novo literarno izdajo, knjigo Ten Cities, Clubbing in Nairobi, Kairo, Kijev, Johannesburg, Berlin, Naples, Luanda, Lagos, Bristol, Lisbon, 1960s to present. Knjiga, ki je nastala v sodelovanju Nemškega kulturnega inštituta Goethe in nemške založbe Spector Books, raziskuje bogato in pestro zgodovino klubske kulture ter zgodovino elektronske glasbe, ki ima v različnih svetovnih mestih svojo posebno zgodbo. K projektu je prispevalo več kot 50 avtorjev in fotografov, ki temeljito analizirajo raznolike življenjske sloge, subkulture in glasbene scene povezane s klubsko kulturo. Knjiga je nadaljevanje projekta Ten Cities, ki je leta 2014 predstavil istoimensko kompilacijo, na kateri so se prav tako osredotočali na ustvarjalce s področji, ki jih manjkrat povezujemo z ustaljenimi osmi klubskih metropol. Knjiga torej nadaljuje raziskovanje razlik in podobnosti, ki povezujejo globalno sceno in opozarja na kulturne, politične in družbene vidike te v mestih, ki jim do zdaj ni bila posvečena pozornost. Pogovarjali smo se s Florianom Siversom, nemškim novinarjem in pisateljem, ki je eden izmed treh urednikov knjige, ob Johannesu Hosfeldu Etjangu, direktorjem inštituta Goethe, ter glasbenici in pisateljici Joyce Njairo. Za začetek nam je Florian povedal, kako se je upletel v celotno zgodbo.
So my name is Florian Sievers, and I'm a journalist and author from Berlin in Germany. And one of my favorite topics is writing about electronic music and club music from African cities. And one day in 2010, I met Johannes Hosfeld in a club in Berlin. Actually, we got introduced through mutual friends. And he is the director of Goethe Institute Nairobi in Kenya. Goethe Institute is the German foreign cultural institute organization all over the world. And he set up a project. He was about to set up a project, a music cooperation between Berlin and Nairobi, with electronic music producers going back and forth between the cities. So that was a two-city cooperation, and I was really interested about that and covered it as a journalist. And later on, we got more and more into discussions, and then we set up this project. He basically set up this project with my support, which then covered 10 cities. So it kind of extended the first project.
Kako so se uredniki lotili ustvarjanja knjige?
Yeah, there was a long process of finding the cities and looking and, you know, like making connections between which cities should take part in that. And of course, 10 came out, so that's why we named the project 10 Cities. And 10 Cities has two halves, I have to say. One was the practical half, so there was another compilation and music recording because we paired two cities and producers from these cities met each other in the cities and produced music together. So there was always a European city together with an African city. And then the second half is, the result of that was a compilation that came out in 2014 and back then one of the first compilations with electronic music from African producers. And and the second half has been released right now, and that is this book that's also called 10 Cities, just as the compilation. And the book is about covering the club music and music club history in these 10 cities from the, roughly the 1960s till the present, to just about before COVID pandemic hit us. So, and this tells the stories of these, of clubbing and going out in these cities, and thereby tells the stories of these societies and what kind of, you know, what morals they had, what restrictions, what freedoms these societies had. So we kind of use club culture as a focus point to really tell about the societies.
Knjiga raziskuje mesta z zelo raznolikimi klubskimi ozadji.
I mean, first of all, we wanted to set up an alternative narrative to the usual narrative of clubbing that always goes Chicago, Detroit, where house and techno have been invented, Manchester, London, maybe, where, you know, techno and house became really big in Europe first, and then Berlin, as well as the maybe the clubbing center of electronic music, at least in Europe, maybe worldwide, until the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. So we wanted to set up an alternative narrative and show that there have been very interesting going ons in other cities as well, and what has been going on there. And so we needed a mixture, and we wanted to show you know, like a kind of a spectrum of possible developments. And of course, then there was also the organizational question. So we had to find cities where the Goethe Institute had people that we could work with, and also local curators that found musicians for the practical part, for the music compilation. And we set up small conferences in these cities, just, you know, getting together and meeting writers and finding people who could write about these cities. And so there was kind of a filtration process where at the end we came out with these 10 cities. We steered it a bit, so we tried to cover at least one North African city. We wanted an Eastern European city as well. We wanted Southern Europe covered with Naples, and it's a fragile and difficult a constellation that came out, and it could have been another one. You know, it's a bit random as well. Or we're quite happy with the results, because, as you said, it covers such a wide variety of different cities and different backgrounds.
Za projektom Ten Cities stoji nemški kulturni inštitut Goethe. Je imel inštitut pomembno vlogo pri izbiri lokacij?
Yes, I mean, I have to say that Goethe Institute didn't really, sponsor the project. The initial idea, of course, comes from the Goethe Institute in Nairobi and Johannes Hosfeld. He's the initiator and head of the project. So it is a Goethe Institute project, but it's not a state-sponsored, you know, official project insofar that it's mainly a project by this institution. But we also found the publishing company Spectre Books, which is a really, really good publisher. They do really cool art books, and I always say it's like intellectual coffee table books. So we wanted it to be a real, you know, like the result, a real product that you could really, that people are interested in. It's not something that you could, you know, give out for free because the German state paid for it. It was really important that, I mean, we relied on the good infrastructure, and we asked the directors, local directors with the institutes, they're quite independent from the headquarters, so they can, you know, like they have their budget, and then they can do their own program and they're in their respective countries and cities. And we had to find directors from institutes that would understand the project and would be up for it. And also we wanted, as I said, cities where these directors and the local institutes have connections to clubbing and club scenes and electronic music producers and that. So by that we had to, you know, select institutes, and that was the first project. That was an internal project, and then we selected, you know, the cities from what we found there and how we, you know, like assembled the whole choice, the whole array of cities.
Kako so uredniki prišli do vseh avtorjev in glasbenikov, ki so prispevali k nastanku knjige?
Their background in these cities is the first step that really makes them quite different from each other. But then there's also, so they have really quite different professional backgrounds where they come from, which makes for another really big spectrum of approaches to these essays. Some of them are music journalists, some of them are social scientists, historians, urbanists. It's really interesting to see how people with their different backgrounds approach these analysis of their cities. And this, for us, makes really a bit part of the fun in reading the book. I mean, we try to provide basic standards for each text, so that, you know, like at least, you know, I guess the history is covered, the names are correct, and, you know, like we found it quite nice that when you read these texts, and that's also why we have two texts on each city, with slightly different subjects that you have different perspectives on the city, which then makes a three-dimensional picture of that city. It's like looking at the city through two eyes, you know? We always have the first essay that is more about the music and the people, I mean, basically the music. And the other text is more analyzing the spaces, the architecture, the political, socio-economic framework and all these things around the music itself.
Knjiga klubsko kulturo predstavlja ne le kot vrsto zabave, temveč kot družbeni konstrukt.
This project is, it has a political agenda in a way that we wanted to highlight first maybe overlooked places, overlooked cities as part of cultural happenings in Africa as well as in Europe. I mean, Kyiv in the Ukraine or Naples in Italy, they're all heavy centers of clubbing and club culture and subculture and anti-culture and, you know, like all these things. But there hasn't been written much about these cities. And so that's why most of our authors really had to do groundbreaking work in interviewing people who were just about to die, because many of them are really old. So we really wanted to make a first suggestion of historical writing for these cities. I mean, as I said, it's just a suggestion. It's not definitive. It's very subjective and it's very personal, these histories. But it's, for us, it was important. And the second political agenda is that we wanted to take this fun act of clubbing seriously, and you know, suggest that when you look at clubbings and nightlife and, you know, and subcultures, of course you can analyze the societies behind that or where that takes place, analyzing it as a, you know, like as a social topic. And it has been forgotten a bit, and recently clubbing was widely seen just as a fun thing, and it is, of course, and it should stay that, but we wanted to just, you know, like give the idea that of course you can take more out of it than just getting drunk and dance, you know.
Ravno kar smo poslušali intervju s Florianom Siversom, enim izmed urednikov knjige Ten Cities, ki je nastala v sodelovanju Nemškega kulturnega inštituta Goethe in nemške založbe Spectre Books.
Now, what's new?
Današnjo svaštarnico bomo zaključili s skladbo, ki zaznamuje 10. obletnico smrti legendarnega kantautorja Iva Volariča Feja. Skladba je nastala kot sodelovanje med Ivovimi starimi prijatelji, in sicer glasbenikom Borutom Činčem iz zasedbe Buldožer, Dejanom Lapanjo iz Salamandra Salamandra ter Vikjem Babo, frontmanom zasedbe Same Babe. Prisluhnimo torej komadu Po cesti gre en mož, v kateri se glasbeniki kratko, a sladko posvetijo velikanu domače avantgardne scene Ivu Volariču Feju.
Po cesti gre en mož, v roki ima rož, v roki ima lobanjo, odpadke meče vanjo. Po cesti gre en mož, malo banjo, čike odresa banjo, pamparampa, upapapa, umparampa, upapa, pamparampa, upapapa, upapapa, upapa.
Svaštarnico je pripravila Ružica.
Svaštarnica, jutranja rubrika, kjer za vas prebiramo novice iz sveta glasbe, zavrtimo kakšen komad in predlagamo kakšno koncertno doživetje. Samo na Radiu Študent.